I know most people come and this to them is a lecture. But to us as Swamis, this is satsanga. Satsanga is fellowship with truth. And in order to start it, we calibrate our consciousness. Thank you. Now our consciousness, there are three levels: physical, electrical, ideational. The subject, prayer, most of us have grown up and we are coached by our parents to pray to some unseen force to solve our problems when we are in need. And in my search and travel, I have seen all types of prayer. They all work. That's the funny part about it. If you give them time, and sometimes they leave both the recipient and the person who is doing the prayer for the other person in a state of wonderment. What really occurred? Sometimes that little worm of doubt seemed to remain in the mind. What really occurred after we prayed? I'm thankful I'm healed. I'm thankful I got what I prayed for. Did I do it? Did some outside force did it? That little worm of doubt is there. Yet, whenever problems come up, we still go looking for someone or some person who seems to know how to pray better than you do for you. You don't seem to have faith in your own ability to pray. And if you do it, you're still in doubt if you're getting the right answers or if the answers are the ones that are coming from some divine source or is coming from your own inner feelings or ego. Prayer is good if you know how to use it properly. There is a statement in your scriptures that state, when the disciples could not heal by prayer, they came back to the Master Jesus and said they couldn't heal certain problems. And he said, much prayer and fasting meditation is needed for such a problem. Well, prayer has one effect. Fasting has another effect. Meditation has another effect. We can't pursue the real inner life inside unless we link prayer to meditation by fasting. This may seem strange that prayer is linked to meditation by fasting. And before the ministry of the Master Jesus began, what did he do for 40 days and 40 nights? They said he fasted. There have to be some valuable reason in the practice of fasting. Well, I didn't believe it. But when I was among people who prayed and really got results, I saw them practicing fasting. And I inquired, they said to me, how could you, with your stuffed up tummy, aggravated mind, expect to get results from the divine source? Your whole mechanism would be centered on those sensations. So I said, you must be right. So I decided to experiment for myself. Fasting, the term seems to indicate to abstain from. It can be abstaining from literally food. But that is not all there is to fasting. We have five senses in which we generate all our energy to get involved with our environment. And when the environment gets so heavily laden and clogged up and impinges its influence on those five senses, any attempt to pray seems futile. If we can fast, not only mouth that eats, sight that sees, hearing that hears, nose that smells, touch, we are going to draw back our involvement from the environment. We all need a certain period of our life to withdraw these forces back. If we read our scriptures properly, it states that God made this whole universe in 6 days and rested on the seventh. If you work six, rest seven, rest indicates abstaining from involvement. If you look at the body, and if you truly accept it as the temple of the Lord, and that you have five senses which must work, and if one sustains himself by his own occupation, then we dedicate 6 days of our physical life to make that preparation to take care of our physical needs. And if Sunday is the day of prayer and meditation, if the day we decided it should be, other people take Saturday, or whatever day you decide, that should be the day to experiment with fasting. Don't experiment just not to eat. See how long you can stay one day without talking. One day without not even opening your eyes to look out, though you're wide awake inside. One day to listen without making comments in your consciousness. One day to feel activity in the environment around you so that you know tranquility is possible. The whole body is immersed in tranquility. These are simple techniques of fasting, but when carried to its true nature, to bridge it to meditation, we will see something very interesting. Meditation is that particular form of communication that is different than prayer. It's a form of communication that directs the individual thought activities towards an intuitive or extrasensory or independent of the senses observation and oneness with reality, God. If God being the source and having the answer to problems, when we direct our thought activities to that source, then we must be able to present the problem in consciousness, wait for an answer, then execute the action in your daily life. Let's take the ability to make decisions. Do you realize this is one of the hardest ability to make or apply, to make a decision when you're confronted with a problem? Aren't we constantly making decisions? Yet we say, go pray, go meditate, we go and get answers. And we pray and we meditate, we pray and we meditate, and then I still want to go look for somebody who may have the answer. Then I don't even know how to contact my Godhead for the answer. But let's see if the Godhead has not taught us in his own wisdom simple laws that we unconsciously apply and cannot recognize as wisdom for making decisions. You drive a car. You're constantly making decisions. Do you realize that? You take it for granted. Stop the car. Look out for the next guy. You gotta watch in the rear mirror on approaching traffic, night or day. In the mind, you got to get to the bank before it closes. Or you got to get to the hospital because someone is dying. The mind, the thought activities are revolving around in there. And you're busy computing to make decisions. Yet, by common agreement, a red light means to stop. You can cheat. Then you pay the price. But subconscious mind is the place you'll have to go when you want to make decisions. It knows it has cheated many times. It ran through many red lights. And when you really want it to function for you, subconscious mind does not give you answers to the problems you want to solve. You are violating your own inner harmony. By mutual consent from the environment, you accept green as go to act without conflict. But we take advantage of that too. We disobey the rules along the highway. 40 miles means 50 miles. Pass the next man at 60 because that's the limit, go 70. The pressures force us to make decisions that are going to affect the inner man. And when the time comes for the inner man to really solve problems, it doesn't come forward. Then you blame God for not being capable of answering your problems. You meditate, you say meditation don't work. You pray and it doesn't work. Then you ask people to pray for you in prayer circles. All right, God is great. The prayer force of others does intercede. Their intercessory prayer helps you to get by. But don't you realize you're getting something for nothing? You're not really solving your problems. You're constantly relying on someone to lift you up. When are you going to lift yourself up? The disciple should be as the master. Is he always going to be a disciple? Pulled by the nose, led to the grave? When is he going to stand up and master his life? Meditation is supposed to give us mastery. We must obey certain simple rules, and it will work. One we will try today in today's meditation is how to make decisions work. Now, again, I said green means to go. You've accepted this. You live it night and day by driving an automobile. Red means to stop. If everybody took red to mean go and you took it to mean stop, and you took green to stop and he took it for go, what would happen? We would have a tremendous catastrophe after a while. We take yellow to mean caution. But I remember this story when I was first visited Texas. An elderly gentleman went for his driver's license. And the officer says, "How long have you taken your driver's test?" "Oh, many, many years." He says, "All right, since you're of this age, I don't want to put you too much trials. I'll just ask you a few questions. What is the red light for?" "Oh, that's stop." "Green light, go." "Yellow light, go like hell." When we condition our subconscious mechanism in those ways, when the time comes again to make decisions, we fail. Human mind thinks in pictures, and pictures take forms or symbols, geometrical shape. Eventually they have color and sound or music. Since we are preconditioned by mutual consent to act in an orderly fashion in our environment, we can use the most simplest method of bringing about decision making in our consciousness. When we look in, we don't realize that our subconscious mind does not like to be burdened because it fights for its survival. It tries to make excuses to the conscious mind at times. The subconscious mind loves to keep things in a simple way. Keep it simple. It's just like an obedient private in the army. It doesn't like complex conditions. It revolts. If the traffic department had made the traffic rules complicated for us to respond, we would be having more accidents than we do have now, you see. But because they have simplified the actions, our subconscious mind respond quicker. All right. Each one of us here have some decision to make today concerning jobs, concerning personal life, problems, illness, or so forth. Way down in the subconscious mind, you're asking yourself, how can you be free from it? We are going to establish the color pattern. Red is to stop. That is where you are. Learn to find out what is happening. What are you doing right now? Are you honest with yourself? Yellow means caution. That means get more information. Green means to go ahead and act. Follow up. Within the color can come the actual pictures if the mind is steady. So we have a color TV set in our own brains. our problems face us, we don't see the conditions tomorrow that we have to walk in an office and face the men. We think that we are not capable of generating clairvoyant vision, and we go all types of ways to conflict ourselves when we can take the simplest things and bring out results to face ourselves. As we close our eyes to meditate, God is the principle life itself that contains all the answers to our problems that confront us. We are in this automobile of life, a body. We're driving on the road. It's a one-way, no-toll road. It's called birth to death. There's no turn back, and there are no U-turns and no exchanges. We're just going. We have decisions to make at every point of confrontation. But if we obey the rules, we will get results. Now you have to think back. How many times have you disobeyed the actual outer rules? This will determine how many times you're incapable of bringing this to the surface, because the subconscious mind has been tricked too many times and would not know how to respond. If you have run through many red lights, your memory retains it. If you drove like mad right through the yellow light, the memory will retain it. The green light means to go, and if you were driving so slow that you held up traffic, your consciousness is going to retain it. So these are the conditions that are going to monitor and interfere temporarily, not permanently, temporary, the coming true of the decisions you are looking for. So don't be afraid if it doesn't come immediately. Be glad if they come immediately, because then you're honest with yourself. If they're not coming true, don't be disappointed. They have to come true sooner or later. It's only natural. So you close your eyes. Think of any problem that you have to make a decision. Present it to the consciousness. You're at stoplight red now. There's where you are right now, because you can't go forward. You don't know how to go forward. And at that point, you want to see the problem. So you have to see it in red. This is where you are right now in consciousness. So close the mind, the eyes in fact, and watch inside and think of the problem and see it in red. Each one of us have different problems. Now you ask the mental question, what should I do? And allow the consciousness to telegraph to you one of the three colors, it will superimpose itself on the one where you are right now. Everybody is at red. And when you ask the question, the consciousness will reach out into the cosmos. Then it will telegraph back to you the color. And within the color, it can also telegraph the images or sceneries of seeing yourself passing through, performing the service. Now, as soon as you get the image or color in consciousness, keep the eyes closed. You're going to do what is called a dimensional reduction. Your body is going to get very large, and everything in the consciousness is going to shrink down in size. It will shrink down first to the size of a quarter. Down to the size of a penny. And reach up with your right hand consciously and take that little light. It's a hand grenade. You can't hold it too long if you pull the pin and throw it and see it explode into white light. All the pent-up tension of indecision is going out with it. And that white light pouring into your being is revitalizing you now. And you are offering up thanks for its manifestation. That white light is removing all the brain fatigue, doubt, tension from the forehead, the eyes, the ears, nostrils and lips, the throat, the shoulder, the chest, abdomen, liver and kidneys, hips, groin, thighs, kneecaps, calves, ankles, toes. You and that white light is one now. The sense of confidence and strength is being reinforced in you. Your willpower is increased. Wherever you go, you're at the right place at the right time for the right experience, answers, and questions. Vital energy is pouring into you abundantly. Now I want you to think of a very happy moment in your life. It may be in your boyhood or girlhood or some particular thing that you truly enjoyed very much. Now I want you to see the Christ conscious being looking at you with his eyes, radiating his love into your being. The divine Christ radiating his love into you with his eyes. As many of you receive him in your consciousness, unto you is given the power of cosmic consciousness. And if you feel in the mood to cry from tears of joy, enjoy it. For God is a God of joy. There is no condemnation in God consciousness. Except in your own subconscious mind. Free men all, Lord of yourselves. Now partially open the eyes. And flow with the peace that passes all understanding. Thank you very much. Bless you. I surely hope many of you have got answers to your decisions to be made. Honesty with oneself makes this meditation a reality anytime you apply it. It's a very simple process. You are driving the car of your soul inside, just as much as you drive the car outside or obey the rules. Decision making, confrontations are all inside too. As it is in heaven, so it is on earth. As what goes on in the consciousness goes on in the physical laws. Physical order, mental order. Meditation can be applied anytime, any place. We don't need to run away from any place. Master Jesus said, retreat into your innermost chamber. Keep it simple. Healing applies too. Keep it simple. Whatever the problem is, health, finances, occupation, it's already programmed to work a certain way because we are trained. So why create confusion? Why not go along with what is basically natural there? Men would not set up rules to govern themselves had they not had the foresight to see certain actions or behavior that maintains order. We are living in the world. We're not supposed to run from it. We're supposed to learn how to operate with it. We have a karmic debt. We're not supposed to run from that either. We're supposed to learn how to work with it. We're not going to be freed from anything. We're going to be free for everything. This is what the meditative life has to offer. Thank you. Any questions? Pertaining to the meditation today?
In a sense, pertaining to the meditation. I understand the Book of Revelations is on meditation. Would you comment on the Book of Revelations, what it means, and what are we to learn from it?
I should comment on the Book of Revelation, what it means, and how you learn from it. Well, let's take the word revelation. Why did the author call his manuscript Revelation? From where to where? That's the question you have to ask if you're interested in the subject. Where are you revealing from? To what are you revealing to? Remember, the disciples of the Master Jesus lived a very mystical life, an outer and an inner life. And in the writings of the disciples, there was no mention of what occurred in the anatomy of the inner life. What is the actual workings of inside? What occurs when one goes inside beyond certain levels of experience or awarenesses to perceive what is going on? So John, who wrote that particular book, he wrote his inner revelations of what he perceived occurring in the inner life. Now, many of the things are in there that pertain to prognosticating in the future, but we are looking at them in symbolic conditions. The inner life deals with the inner structure of this mechanism, because it tells you of seven golden candlesticks and seven stars, and in Eastern writings, they all refer to something about seven in the body. And yogis like to say there's seven chakras, and medical men, there's seven systems in the human body. And they're always seven something. It was a way in which they were looking in to study this structure. Now, in order to experience revelation, why don't we just take a few minutes and go through the experience? Which is better, to read the book, hear of it, or to have an experience of what are the seven things inside of you? Huh? All right. Your body is the thing you have to work with. So close the eyes. Now, the first point of focus is the base of the spine. And think of the color red as a garbage bin. And from that location, try to consciously or by memory, empty all the disappointments and frustrations, aggravations, from as far back as you can remember. Into that garbage bin. Childhood grievances, anxiety, emotional upsets, disappointments, fears, criticisms, resentments, tension. Empty it all into that red garbage bin. Now see or think the next color, orange, lined up with the procreative organs. That too is a garbage bin. All we're doing is changing the color of the garbage bins. Empty all your emotional feelings into it there, from that area of the body, memories of it. Now see if it will change into yellow and localize it in the area of the navel. And again, think of throwing all the conditions that are frustrating, disappointing into that yellow garbage bin from that area of the body. All the stress. Some people can see it, some people just think of it, localize it. Some people can even feel it. Now see that garbage bin changing into the color green, and it's localized by the heart. All the feelings of frustration, emotional conditions over the years, flowing away from that area into that garbage bin. Now try and see or think of it in the color of blue, located around the throat. There's another garbage bin. Blue. Empty all the disappointment of conversation, communication, the anger, resentments from that area. Now see or think that this garbage bin is becoming purple or violet between the point of your eyebrows. Here again, throw all the resentments over the years into it from that area. at that point, see the Christ's conscious light, his eyes radiating into you. He's called the Lamb of God. It's a very gentle, soothing sensation pouring into your being. Now see this garbage bin shrinking down in size with all the accumulated tensions and frustrations over the entire period of your life. Shrinking down to the size of a penny. Now reach up with your right hand and take it and throw it like a hand grenade and see it explode into white light. Your whole head is covered like wool with the white light pouring into it. You have a 360-degree vision into infinity now. Your head is the sun. Your throat is the moon. Your entire body is the Milky System. The whole galaxy is you. Every point from the base of the spine, the sacral center of the organs, lumbar center in line with the navel, dorsal center in line with the heart, cervical center in line with the throat, Christ center, point between the eyes, God center, top of the skull, is now releasing pure vital life force through you, uninterrupted. The whole body is full of light. It's full of the peace that passes all understanding. Slowly open the eyes, gradually, partially, and flow with the peace. Thank you. you now have access to your centers. You can go back in anytime you want. You can travel through the currents. Any questions?
I like the way that there came to be a number of readings on the interpretation of the Book of Revelation. They got the book for $5 there, which testing it. Yeah. And the large rule book and the book book.
Yes. That's good. Yes.
Can you tell us a little more about what you're planning and testing?
We're building a retreat, a place for training people to meditate, instructors. And we're growing a organic gardening and a conservatory for health of various techniques for healing that are recognized. We're building for people there who want to work. And we have a sanctuary for prayer and meditation and research. Across the road from it, there are land available for people who want to retire in the area. Right now, we've just acquired it and in the process of getting it cleared. Our first building is about to be set up. That is a utility building. Most people that came for retreat last year and this year were campers. So we realized that the first thing to have is the necessary facilities for keeping clean. So we've got purchased a cement mixer with our own block making. So many of the young men who are coming from different parts of the states, they'll be helping to do the work. At present, I'm just traveling around making people more conscious of it. But I have to go back and watch it too.
We, you and your wife, and who else?
Myself, my wife, and several of the members of the board of trustees who are involved with it. See, there are several groups in Fort Worth, Dallas, Houston, Pascagoula, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Tennessee that are involved in this activity. So various members from those areas come through to help the work.
What is the address there?
It's 722 and a half South Bodark, Tyler, Texas.
722 and a half South Border?
Bodark, B-O-I-S, D apostrophe A-R-C. That's a French word. All right. Yeah. I don't know. And you can send it to any the reason we chose the name All Faith. When Yogananda was in this country, he called his church the Church of All Religions. But then people could not grasp that at that time. So now all I've done is to, since our friend the Pope has become so ecumen-minded, it was very simple to go ahead and call the thing All Faith Fellowship. Everyone is welcome. Our motto is, don't convert me, convert yourself. Yeah, this school is a Montessori school which we are trying to form. My wife is taking studies in it now. So we'll be forming a Montessori school for the first grade.
Are you going to have a newsletter?
Yes, we have a newsletter out.
Will you request the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also we'll have most of my lectures that are speeches will be printed up and circulated out. They'll be available. Those who want tapes, you can make arrangements. See, most of my talks are all recorded on tape.
Well,
So most of it is like that. Right now they're in the process of putting it together. So we're a young organization. It's a non-profit organization, tax deductible. But it took time to get it going on its own. So, yes.
Did I understand you the other day and say that real meditation, if a person does, they can go without sleep entirely?
Yes, you can. But that takes a great deal of training.
Well, what about the person who doesn't manage to get to a meditative state? In the meantime, they have to have their sleep.
Then sleep.
Well, I mean, how are you going to build up this meditation time if you have to go get to it, you know?
This comes as a result over the years of inner awareness that the body automatically recycles itself. So you go into a certain level where you shut down, but you never become unconscious. But you don't have the mental conflicts of being unconscious, you know, or when you're conscious. That's a particular level you have to go into. And you're in there and you appear to have all the symptoms of sleep, but you are wide awake inside. But you're not wide awake and feeling tired when you get up. Most people go through and have a similar condition called insomnia. They are lying down and still awake, can't relax or shut off. This is a gradual practice that the body will come to. It's a natural thing.
Will you school people who want to learn to meditate but don't necessarily want to be instructed?
Yeah, the school will be for people who want to learn. So we always said instructors because those are the ones we try to get into the actual training, which will be living there. But we are providing for people who want to study meditation. And so we are calling the place a spiritual garage where we can tune up your chakras. See, some people come and they're not firing too good. Okay.